At 8:17, Kent in the Country Morning Show. Kent Zimmer back in the house with you after a little getaway to New York City. It's always good to be back home, and it's a very exciting day for me and my family as we are planning to go watch the new Star Wars movie. And, you know, I'm on pins and needles right now because today is finally the day. My good friend Jake Rushing with Brooks RV World up in Johnson City is a Star Wars aficionado. And Jake, when did you actually see the movie, my friend?
Thursday, 7 o'clock.
You were right there, weren't you, dude?
I was right there. I had bought my tickets a month and a half in advance, first day they came out for sale. Mm-hmm. Made sure that I had a great seat with the lounge. There in Harrisburg, they have the lounge chairs that recline back. Oh. They bring food right there.
Yeah. Well, there's only one way to go right there. If you're going to do a movie, you might as well go with that recliner. So I just want to tell everybody who hasn't seen it yet, like myself, there's going to be no spoilers here, and Jake knows this, but your honest thoughts on how you felt after viewing The Last Jedi Episode 8. Go for it, Jake.
Rian Johnson, let's just say he's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of plot twists that you didn't think were going to happen. It was the best one since Empire.
No kidding.
That's a pretty bold statement.
Yeah.
But it was that good. I thought there was lots of plot twists and lots of things that made you think.
Yeah. I love that. Are there lightsaber duels?
Not as many.
Okay.
Which is okay, because the rest of the movie, the plot twists make up for that.
You know, I saw it's a 2.5 hour running time, and I thought, boy, if this is one of these that kind of drags on, but it's worth it, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It is worth it. Like I said, the storytelling was, it was good.
Okay, good. Millennium Falcon, do you see that in this movie?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Is Chewbacca is Chewbacca in this movie?
Absolutely.
Yes. Chewbacca. Oh, so excited.
There's a couple cameos also in this movie.
Okay.
And one is from, I'm not going to say.
Okay, good, good, good.
I'm just going to leave it like that, but just be prepared.
You know, okay, I will be. I've got everything ready to go. Thank you for my bag of Swedish fish.
Yeah.
You've made my day. And you got to have it at a movie. I was going to ask you, too, because you and I are big music people. The musical orchestration in the movies, that's still like John Williams style orchestra.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, so wonderful. And the graphics, how about the CGI? Is there a lot of that?
There's a little more than The Force Awakens, but not as much as, you know, the first three.
Yes. Good. So kind of classic movie making at its best here.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, last question. Is there a love story in here?
Yes. But not from really who you would think.
Okay.
Which is great. Like I said, it's a great, a lot of plot twists.
Okay, cool.
There seems to be, I know the big question everybody is, you know, what's the relationship between Luke and Rey?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to give it away, but just
be ready.
There comes a curveball.
Okay. Okay, that's
curveball. That is, Kylo becomes a standalone. I will say Kylo becomes a standalone villain.
Okay, I'm loving this. So that is it. Our spoiler-free review here of The Last Jedi. And so what you're saying, brother, is that this is the best one since Empire Strikes Back.
In my opinion, yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, that means a lot, dude, because you have like a Yoda boombox in your office up there.
Everybody needs to come see it.
Okay, absolutely. Up there at Brooks RV World, buddy. Jake, thank you so much, and I'll let everybody know tomorrow. I'll probably be seconding your opinion as well, because I'm so stoked today is the day, buddy, the last Jedi. Man, hey, you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day, and thanks for that review, dude.
Thank you so much, sir. Appreciate it.
Jake, am I seeing you on Friday?
Yes, sir, you will. I'll see you there.
See you later, dude.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you. There you go. Hey, it's happening right there. From one Star Wars fan to another, may the Force be with you.